Greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I would like to take this opportunity to thank God this afternoon, first of all, for the gracious opportunity to share, to minister, and to preach the word of the Lord. I believe that we are in a great season and in a great time. God has given us this prophetic word for 2023, and we continue on the series on Recover All. Now, we spoke about David in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 18, when the Bible says, "And David recovered all." Then we touched on the topic of the Lord will restore the years that the locust has eaten. And then we also spoke, one of our leaders preached a powerful message on warfare. On warfare, that how we're going to possess these promises through warfare. And I want to thank God that we need to realize that when God gives us a word, there are certain principles or certain things that we need to do to see that word coming to fulfillment. And we are here to empower and to enable. Now, I believe that whenever God speaks a word, there are these certain principles or things that we need to do, you know, to in order to possess the word or to be able to see the prophecy come to fulfillment. We understand, and somebody said this very powerful, made this very powerful statement, and it really touched my heart, that prophecy is not for excitement, but it is for endurance. When God gives us a word, many of us tend to get excited, but we don't understand that when God releases a word, the enemy is going to come out and fight. And we need to be ready and we need to be prepared so that we overcome the enemy. We need to know that there's a fight coming and that we also need to know what it is that God requires for us during this particular fight. One man of God said this, "Our confession will either imprison us or set us free. Our confession is the result of our believing, and our believing is the result of our right or wrong thinking." And so it's very important on how we think. Thinking is very important. It's very important. It's very important how we think. And the enemy always gets us in our mind. And when he takes control of our mind, he then will take control of what we say. Because that is important. We have to be careful when the enemy takes. The greatest victory that Smith Wigglesworth said is this. When the enemy gets hold of somebody's mind. That is one of the greatest victory that Satan can have. When he takes control of our minds. I believe that we are going to overcome. And so when God started dealing with me on certain things concerning Recover All, and then I asked God, you know, I started praying and I said, "Lord, I know many times we've received prophetic words, but many times people don't see these words coming to fulfillment." So I said, "Lord, give me some of the principles and keys that we need to apply during the time or the waiting process or while we are waiting for the word to come to fulfillment." Today I would like to preach and teach on the subject titled, "Change Your Words and Change Your Life." Change your words and change your life. Words are important. An Arizona State University study concluded that an average man and woman speak about 16,000 words a day. That is 112 words a week, 448,000 words a month, and 5,376,000 words a year. This is the amount of words that we speak. What we have discovered then is also not that we speak, but what we say. What we say is very important. What we say is very important. And therefore, we need to watch our words. We need to be careful of the things that we say. Our words are very important. If we understand the power of our words, then we would pray the prayers like David prayed. Listen to what David prayed in the book of Psalms 141. Psalms 141 and verse 3. Let's look at that. David said something amazing here. Psalms 141 verses 3. David declares some an amazing word that David just speaks here. He says, "Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips." That would be a prayer all of us would pray if we understand the power of words. Words has brought blessing to our lives, and words has also brought destruction to our lives. What we have said has been a blessing, and what we have said has also destroyed us. Therefore, as I quoted earlier, a confession will either imprison you or set you free. But I thank God that God is so merciful and gracious, that God has given us this insight and this revelation. Because today we're going to turn away and we're going to ask God to heal our tongue so that we will speak the word that God wants us to speak over everything. So today we're going to look at this. We're going to turn to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13. The Bible says, but having the same spirit of faith, according to what it is written, I believe, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore we speak. Now we're going to speak what we believe. Paul was speaking about the gospel. When they received it, they believed, therefore they spoke. Therefore they preached the gospel. But I believe this principle applies to also what we believe. What we believe. Do you believe what the enemy is saying to you? Or do you believe what God's word says to you? This is very important. We're therefore going to speak as we believe. We're going to speak as what we believe. And I believe that as we get more of the word of God in our heart, we will speak more what the word of God says. Therefore, I quote this from Wigglesworth. He says, there are four principles we need to maintain. First, read the word of God. Second, consume the word of God. Second, consume the word of God until it consumes you. Third, believe the word of God. And then fourth, act on the word of God. But in this process, when we act on the word of God, we're going to act the word out in faith, but we're also going to declare what we believe. I believe that we as children of God should get enough of God's word in our heart so that we can confess the word of God and speak the word of God. Is somebody with me today? So that we can speak what we believe. Now, what I believe, as I said, is very important. I can believe all the trash that the enemy puts into my mind and heart or life, or I can believe what God's word says. I can believe what the news or the media says, or I can believe what the word of God says. Today, when we look around us, many people are led by social media. Many people are led by different types of things. Many people have voices speaking to them. And these voices now then affects what they believe. But if you're a student of the word and prayer and spending time with God, you'll override what the world says and you'll believe what the word of God says. And we're going to look at some of these things today in this particular teaching. Isaiah 57, 18 and 19 says, I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will also lead him and restore comforts to him and to his mourners. I create the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to him is far off and to him who is near, says the Lord. I will heal him. I love this. I love this verse. When we look at verse 19, it says, I create the fruit of his lips. I create what you say. I create what you speak. If you speak my word, God's word will come to pass. Therefore, we had a powerful prayer meeting on Thursday night. We were speaking the word of God over most of the situations in our life, circumstances. We were declaring what the word of God says. And I believe we were stirred up. I tell you, miracles began to happen. Testimonies are beginning to come in. People are beginning to share because we're beginning to speak what God's word says. And because we are speaking his word, he's creating it. It's very important that we realize this. What you speak over your life, over your marriage, over your finance, over your children, over your workplace, over every area of your life or any area of your life, these things will come into manifestation. Your words are seed. Very important to understand. The Bible says in Proverbs 12 and verse 14, for the fruit of their lips, people are filled with good things, and the work of their hands bring them reward. But listen to the first part of this verse. From the fruit of their lips, people are filled with good things. Your confession will bring good things unto you. What you say to that child will make that child honor you and respect you. What you confess over that marriage, what you confess over your circumstances, what you confess over your lives is very important. The Bible says you will be filled with good things. Some of us are filled with many bad things in our lives. If we trace it back, it started with a confession. It started maybe with some bad report, and that report became what you began to declare and what you began to speak. Therefore, it's very important that you get the word of God again, as I say, in your heart, so that you now can begin to live this word as you speak the word of God. It's very important for us to understand these principles, because what we say is very, very important. Your word is seed. I say this time and again when I speak on this particular topic. I would say that if you don't like the fruit, then change the seed. If you don't like the fruit, change the seed. I want somebody to say that with me. If I don't like the fruit, I need to change the seed. Hallelujah. Proverbs 13 and verse 3 says, "The one who guards his mouth preserves his life, but the one who opens wide his lips comes to ruin." The one who guards, you do not just speak, you do not just say things you shouldn't be saying, you do not just utter things you should not be uttering, you do not just curse. And most of the time, the enemy comes in when we are angry. When the devil comes in, sometimes in that marriage, you'll have a disagreement, an argument, and then suddenly words fly out of your mouth that should not have come out of your mouth. Sometimes you are going through certain things, or maybe sometimes you just got some bad news, or you're facing some bad challenges, and you start speaking negative things over your life, over your job, over your business. And some of us has begun to eat that fruit. And we're going to see later on in the scriptures when the Bible speaks about this. This is what the Bible really says. The one who guards his mouth preserves his life. Many people have spoken death over them and they died. Many people spoke death over wrong things or negativity over their marriages, their children, their families, their careers. And today you are eating the fruit of your words. But God is gracious and merciful today. And we're gonna trust God for change and restoration in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible, we need to understand this. We keep your words soft and sweet. And one day you keep your words soft and sweet, or one day you may have to eat them. Listen to that again. Keep your words soft and sweet, or one day you will have to eat them. So how you speak is very important, because one day you're going to feast on those words which you have spoken. One of the ways to activate God's power in our lives is through what we say, how we confess, what comes out of our mouth is very, very important. God creates whatever we are speaking. That's what the Bible says in the book of Isaiah 59. Hallelujah. Yeah, create the fruit of your lips. God creates whatever we keep speaking. If you're speaking nonsense, if you're speaking negativity, if you're speaking defeat, you will experience what you are speaking. You create what you are saying. Therefore, we started now, and for many years we have done this. We have spoken confessions. I've always declared things over my life, over our marriage, and we have just begun this time to increase it more through scripture and through speaking God's word. Now, I'm not encouraging just positive speaking. I'm encouraging speaking the word of God. You need to speak the promises of God. 2023 is the year of recovery, and so we need to get the scriptures and speak recovery over our life. We need to speak the recovery of lost years. Don't just get excited for good sermons. Take the word of God, place it in your heart, meditate on it, and begin to confess it, and so you shall be successful, child of God. We need to stop rehearsing the bad things in our lives, the negative things in our lives, and it's time to reverse it. We need to stop rehearsing, and time to reverse. Reverse all those negative things. Reverse all those negative statements you've spoken over your marriage, your children, your life, and begin to speak the word of the Lord. Begin to speak what God says about your life, about your business, about every area concerning you. Begin to get a promise and begin to speak the word. We need to speak God's word, because God's word will bring change and transformation. Somebody needs to say amen. I believe your life will never be the same. Just begin to declare. Begin to speak what the word of God says. Begin to speak what God says to you. Hallelujah. You need to just speak what the word of God declares unto you. What the word of God says to you. That is truth. Speak the truth. Hallelujah. Speak the truth. You create what you constantly confess. declare, pray, and praise about. So when I have the word of God in my mouth and I confess it and I begin to pray and I begin to praise God, and then I'll begin to see it. Hallelujah. We need to have this in our lives. We need to understand what Isaiah is writing. When Isaiah says the fruit here, the fruit, I will create the fruit of your lips. What does it mean? It means utterances. I will create your utterances of your lips. What your utterances are holding on to, what God says. Hallelujah. Those are the things that you say. You need to be careful. You need to hold on to the word of the Lord. You need to declare the word of the Lord. Even when circumstances are adverse, even when circumstances are not making sense, get the word of God that speaks the opposite or contrary to the what you are seeing with your physical and naked eyes. Do I have somebody that's going to praise God today? Do I have somebody that's going to praise God today? The Bible says in Hebrews 10 and verse 23, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. Hold fast to your confession. Sometimes the devil will attack you. Sometimes the devil wants to send negative things in your life, wants to send opposite of what was said, what was prophesied. Sometimes you come out of a powerful service, the word of God promised you some great things, and then suddenly the devil attacks you with the opposite of that. What you need to do is hold fast your confession. Yes, this year is the year of recovery. Some of us already started losing some things, but I'm holding on to the confession this year. This will be my year of recovery. This will be my year of restoration. This will be my year of renewal. This will be what God has said to me. The lost years that the locust has eaten will be restored. Let's hold on to the confession. Hallelujah. The Bible even says when David was on his way with the army to go and fight or to go and get everything back, the Bible says suddenly 200 men felt weary and tired. But what did David have? David had a word. David had a word, you will recover all. You will overtake and recover all. So whether they got weary, David took 400 men and he still overcame the enemy. When you have a word in your heart, you will not become discouraged. Come on, Jesus said to the disciples, let's go to the other side. The word was spoken. The Bible says when they got into the middle of the Sea of Galilee, suddenly there was a storm, but the disciples did not store the word in their heart. And when they came to this point in their lives, the Bible says they said to Jesus, Master, Master, carest thou not that we perish? They went into a place of discouragement. Hallelujah. If they only heard the word, they would have also spoken to the storm. Have I got some people that's going to speak to some storms in their lives? Because they have a word. Suddenly there's a storm after a prophetic word. Suddenly there's a storm after the word came forth out of the word of recovery. But I'm going to speak to that storm. I'm going to speak to that spirit of discouragement. I'm going to speak to that thing that the devil has been trying to throw to my way. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to declare what the word of the Lord says. I'm going to hold fast to my confession of healing. I'm going to hold fast to my confession of prosperity. I'm going to hold fast to my profession of breakthrough, because the word of God says it, I believe it, and I possess it in the name of Jesus Christ. I believe it because the Bible says, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. So I receive the promises of God. I receive the breakthrough of God because I will speak what God wants me to speak. Hallelujah. We must remember, nothing in creation speaks. Only human beings speak. Isn't that so? God created us in his image and in his likeness. As humans, we have the power to speak. We have the power to speak. Man can talk like God. Man can talk like God. Therefore, in the book of Genesis, the Bible says God created through what he said. Listen to what the Bible says. God created through what he says. Isn't that what Isaiah says? I will create with the fruit of your lips. So God created. We have the ability also, when we speak the word of God, things begin to be created, because the Bible promises us that God watches over his word to perform it. And so when we speak the word of God, things begin to come into motion. Therefore, the enemy also wants to be a copycat. And so every time when the enemy gets you into a place of discouragement and despondency, he wants you to speak what you see. And he knows the more you speak it, the more you create in your own. How can I say? Your own destiny, your own future, your place where you're finding yourself in. It's time right now to change your word. Hallelujah. We must not confess anything else but what the word of God says. When we find a promise in the word of God and it's in relation to what we are facing, we must hold fast to that confession. confession. We must hold fast to that promise and not turn around. We must trust God enough to believe God that God will bring us through it. David believed God, and David continued on and went to face the enemy. We need to believe. Even if the enemy wants to come with negativity, we need to believe. We need to believe. The Bible says, the Bible teaches us so many things on the power of confession. I'm thinking about Jairus' daughter. Listen to this. The Bible says that even when Jairus' daughter was sick, the woman with issue of blood touch, we're going to get later on to that. But the Bible says when this whole thing happened, the Bible says then the message came and said, she's dead. And then Jesus said, come, let's go. She's asleep. Come on. Sometimes there comes a time in our life when they say it's over. It's over. We had an incident or some incidents now lately where the enemy has attacked us when it comes to our vehicle or certain areas in our lives, but specifically to our vehicle. And I remember that was two or three types of things. One time the gearbox didn't want to work, the gear lever didn't want to work, and we were thinking of the cost of this thing and so forth. But in the moment when this thing didn't want to work, we started laughing. We started laughing because we looked at the devil and thought, devil, you're not going to discourage us. We're going to hold on to the word of God that says we are blessed, prosperous, successful, and healthy. We are going to hold on to the word of God that says if God be for us, no, nothing can be against us. We hold on to the promises of God. We hold on to the promises of God. When we do that, we know that the devil knows that when people hold on to God's promises, he is defeated. Come on. We need to hold on. I read a testimony. I heard a testimony about a woman when a car got hijacked. She went home. She shut the door. Her husband asked her, what you going to do? Aren't you going to call the cops? She said, no. She said, she shut the door. She started praying in her room. She said, I pay my tithes. I give my offering. I live right. That car must return unto me. She kept saying that for a couple of hours. And after a couple of hours, they brought the car back and everything was intact. What she did was she yelled onto the promises of God that said the devourer will not come and take away from me. She yelled on. I believe that many of us lose what God has intended for us because we let go in the midst of adversity. It's time to hold on. We need to believe God enough and need to believe that God is not a man that he should lie, but he is the son of man. He's not a son of man that he should repent. Will he not say it, says the Bible, and will he not do it? Hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans 3 verses 4, let God be true and every man a liar. A liar. We need to look at our lives today. You are a product of everything that you have been saying over the years. You are a product. Stop blaming people. Listen to yourself. Listen to yourself. What you have been declaring as what you have become. If you want to change your world, change your words. If you want to change your world, change your words. If you want to become something different, then you need to speak what you believe is truth, which is the word of God. Change your words. Come on. Words changes the atmosphere of our lives. When a home is filled with negativity, when a home and a life is filled with negativity, that atmosphere is heavy. But when you begin to speak the word of God, the atmosphere begins to change. I'm here to challenge somebody today. Begin to get into the word of God. Get some promises and declare the promises of God concerning your life. You need to be like the Bible says in the book of Hebrews 13 and verse 5. Speak, hallelujah. Speak continually and not occasionally. Begin to speak God's word. You know, the problem that I've discovered with many of us is this, is that we begin to take hold of a promise. We get the promise. We get into our situation. And then we just speak it once. And we expect it to happen immediately. But the Bible says, listen to what Hebrews says, let's continually offer the sacrifice of praise. We continually offering the sacrifice of praise. We are continuously speaking about the goodness, about the mercy, about the power, about the prosperity, about the blessing of God. We are continuously declaring the promises, hallelujah, that God has spoken to us and given us. We are continuing the fruit of our lips, the fruit of my lips. Hallelujah, forms and fashions my life. If I continually pray and say that what God says, it shall come to pass and manifest in my life. I need to continuously praise God. I need to continuously say to myself, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. I need to continuously say that if God be for me, who can be against me? I need to continuously say that all things will work together for the good to them that love God and to them that are called according according to his purpose. I need to declare the word of God that says, nothing shall be able to separate me from the love of God. I need to speak what I believe. I need to speak what the word of God has said to me. Hallelujah. I need to begin to speak into what God's word says. I need to speak healing and believe that he will take sickness away from our midst. I need to declare that by his stripes I am healed. I need to declare, hallelujah, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I am blessed and prosperous. Hallelujah. God wants me to be, he wants me to prosper and be in good health, even as my soul prospers. We need to continuously begin to declare and declare the word every moment, every day. Speak it until it becomes your reality. Hallelujah. How many days have you wasted by putting out seeds that by not putting out seeds of success in your life? You have spent so many days on this earth. We see how much words we speak a day, and you have spent days speaking negativity, days speaking things that are nonsensical, and today you are reaping the harvest of your words. But it's time to stop wasting time speaking negative words. It's time to speak words of success. Begin to declare what God's word says. Don't just sit there and allow the devil to rob you of your peace and your joy. Begin to declare the word of the Lord. Proverbs 18:21 says, life and death is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruits thereof. Very, very important. Hallelujah. Life and death is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruits thereof. We need to understand that what we say is important. Life or death. You need to be careful. You need to watch your words. It's important what we say in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Today we're going to declare life. Jesus wants us even to speak. He says, you know, he says, you speak to your mountain. You speak to that mountain of yours. Mark 11:23. I tell you the truth. You can say to this mountain. Listen here. He says, you can say to this mountain. You can say to this mountain. What are you saying about the things in your life? You need to start talking to your mountain. For your mountain knows your voice. We serve a mountain moving God. What are you saying to your mountain of debt? What are you saying to your mountain of poverty and lack? What are you saying to your mountain of marital crisis and your teenager that is on drugs and caught up by the words of the by the devices of Satan? Mountains of addiction needs to go and break, but you need to speak what the word of God says. Hallelujah. You need to declare that you are free and that you are liberated. You need to declare that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah. God's word works. God's word works. We need to speak the word. We need to believe the word. The Bible says, and I say it again, he watches over his word to perform it. We need to declare that, as Joel 3:10 says, that let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. We need to declare the word of the Lord. We need to speak what the word of God says. I'm not going to speak my weakness, but I'm going to declare his strength. I'm not going to speak my misery. I'm going to declare his joy. I'm not going to speak my poverty. I'm going to declare his prosperity. Hallelujah. I'm not going to speak the report of the doctor. I'm going to speak the report of the Lord. I'm not going to say what they told me. I'm going to believe what God says. I'm going to stop saying what I don't need to say. I'm going to speak victory. I'm going to speak victory in the face of defeat. I need to understand, hallelujah, I'm not going to every day take what Yah sends to me, but today I'm going to send back to Yah what Yah has brought. I'm going to send back to sender in Jesus mighty and majestic name. Hallelujah. Let's look at three examples in scripture of people that spoke the word. The Bible says in the book of Mark 5 and verse 28, the Bible speaks here in this portion of scripture on a woman that had an issue of blood for 12 years. She spent all that she had, but the Bible says there came a day in Mark 5:28, for she said, what did she do? She said. said, if only I can touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. We know the story. The moment she touched it, the Bible says, and the flow stopped immediately. Somebody needs to say to themselves today, I have come to this meeting for a miracle. I've come to this place for a breakthrough. I've come today for God to speak to me. Today my story shall change. This year my story shall be different. Come on, somebody, you need to say it to yourself in the name of Jesus. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17, David and Goliath. Goliath was a giant. The Bible says every day he would put his armor on in the morning, go out and talk trash. In the evening he would come back again and he would talk again. For 40 days he did that. He kept speaking negative words day and night. His first words in the morning and the last word at night. These got these Israel so troubled that at night surely they were having nightmares. They were tossing and turning. He was intimidating them by negative words. Sometimes when we speak negative, not sometimes, when we speak negative words, it can affect those to whom we are speaking. Words has an effect on people. Words has an effect on people. Therefore, we need to be careful. If we can speak to plants and plants can respond to our words, imagine how it is when we speak to human beings. It's very important that we be careful what we say. And we look here that Goliath knew the power of intimidation and words, and he begins to intimidate the Israelite camps that the Bible says they were hiding in their tents. When you continuously listen to negativity, you will go into hiding. You will go into seclusion. We saw this when during the COVID pandemic, when the news media, the enemy, worked through media streams and people kept hearing negativity. And what happened? People went into seclusion. People went into hiding. Hallelujah. But as the preachers began to preach and begin to declare the word of the Lord, boldness started coming into people and many overcame. And here we find there comes a young man by the name of David. And David is not intimidated by this Philistine, because we need to understand that the Bible also says in the book of Ephesians 5 and verse 19, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melodies in our heart. David was a worshiper of the Lord, and David was now here on the battlefield. David knew what it was to praise God, and David overheard Goliath speaking all this trash and negativity. And David asked a question: who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Hallelujah. And we look at David here now. David comes to the battlefield just when his assignment was to take cheese and bread to the battlefield, but God had a divine assignment for him on this battlefield. Hallelujah. Things began to get out of hand, but God sent his servant David to the battlefield with an agenda and an assignment to overcome the enemy. Hallelujah. David is with Saul, and Saul's fitting on the armor, and afterwards it doesn't fit, and David says to Saul, listen to his confession, I have overcome the lion and the bear. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? That was David's confession. David's confession was in God. David said to Goliath, you come to me with a sword and a spear, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. Listen to that. David not only had faith in God, but he professed his faith. He confessed what he believed. He confessed. He said to Goliath, your head is going to come off. And we know that the victory that David won, the head of Goliath fell to the ground. Now we need to understand, circumcision was a sign of the covenant. Children were circumcised on the eighth day. And this is what God was declaring through the covenant of circumcision. When God said, I will fight for you in your battles. I am your source. I am your source of provision. And I am your power. Wherever you go, I will give you power and I will sustain you. So what David was saying, when I was 8 years, 8 days old, I had more power than that guy. They're talking this nonsense. When I received the mark of the covenant, at that moment, all of heaven's backing was behind me because of this covenant. My God. Therefore, David said, I've come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. Elisha also understood this when he said to the servant, they that are with us are more than they that are against us. Somebody needs to praise God. Somebody needs to lift up their hands and begin to magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Then David starts confessing, and David starts speaking the word of the Lord. We need to get the word of the Lord in our mouth, even when what we're looking at looks impossible. Listen to another story. There was a Syrophoenician woman. that came to Jesus Christ, and a daughter was born. And then Jesus said to her, how can I give the children's bread to the dogs? And the woman said, even the dogs eat the crumbs that falls from the master's table. This woman's child was vexed with a demon. Today Satan is attacking our young people. Today our people are faced with addiction. Our young people are faced with depression, suicide, sexual immorality, low self-esteem issues. Oh, young people are under constant attack from the enemies. Young people are bound by vices by Satan. And this woman came with the request and said, hallelujah, my daughter is vexed with the devil. Am I speaking to some desperate mother or family in this place today that says, my daughter, my son, my child is bound by the enemy, but I'm believing God today that he will be set free. That the woman said, listen, the woman said, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs from the master's table. I love this. Listen to what Jesus' response was to her in Mark 7:29. Even Jesus said, hallelujah, because of the same, because of your confession, woman, you can go now, your daughter will be well. Today when you come into, you've come into the presence of God, I want you to believe what God's word says about your life. I want you to believe what God's word says about your child. Get the promises of God. God delivers that child in the name of Jesus. God sets that child free in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. We need to believe the word of the Lord. We need to stand upon the word of the Lord. It's important that we understand our confession. It's important. This woman could have walked away offended, but she rather said to Jesus, hallelujah, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. We need to begin to speak and declare, hallelujah, let the devil know we need business. We need to walk around our house and begin to put oil and anoint our homes and our families. We need to begin to declare over their children's school, over their children's shoes or clothing, and begin to declare the promises of God. When that child is in his bed sleeping at night, walk into that bedroom and begin to let Satan know you are taking authority over this child's life, and the devil cannot dominate or rule the life of this child anymore. You need to let the devil know that you mean business. You need to begin to declare what you believe and begin to attack that thing that the devil is trying to attack you in. You need to begin to rise up and begin to say, like David, who are you, your uncircumcised Philistine? You need to arise in the power of the Holy Ghost and begin to speak the word of the Lord against that sickness, against that disease, against that poverty, against that life where the enemy wants to attack. Hallelujah. We need to have the praise of God continually on our lips. Hallelujah. In our lives, we have three voices. Three voices speaks to us. The first voice is the voice from the pit. It says, give up. You have diseases. It says you are sick. It says you have cancer. It says you have trouble every time. Troubles on all sides. Hallelujah. It tells you you'll never get out of this. That is the voice from the pit. The next voice is the voice of God, which is his word. It speaks healing, forgiveness, acceptance, deliverance, salvation, success, breakthrough, and that you are more than a conqueror. In the Bible, teaches us in the book of Malachi 2 verse 17, our voice, which is my voice, you have wearied the Lord with your words. It's time not to weary the Lord anymore with your words, but it's time to remind God about his word. Speak the word of God. Speak the word of God. It's time to sow the seeds of success. It's time to sow the seeds of victory. It's time to sow the seeds that you are overcoming. You and your family are overcomers. Your children are born for greatness. Your children are not born to give you trouble. Your children, your husband, your marriage will be sweet and produce sweet wine. Your marriage will be filled with the joy of the Lord. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. What God has joined together, no man shall put asunder. You begin to declare what you believe. You need to speak to the destiny of that child into creation and begin to declare, my child is born to serve God with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. My children shall love the Lord their God. My children shall serve God with everything that is within them. My children shall pursue the purpose and plan of God for their lives. My children shall know that God has created them and brought, and they are born for a purpose. We need to get the promises of God and speak the promises of God. In the book of 2 Kings, when we come to an end, there's a certain story in the book of 2 Kings chapter 4 where the Bible speaks about a woman from verse 18. The Bible speaks about this woman whose son suddenly just died. And this was a miracle baby that Elisha prayed for, and the son was born, and this son now dies. And the Bible says the woman now gets ready to go. She comes past her husband, and her husband asks her, where are you going? She says, it is well. Listen to verses 26. Hallelujah. As now Elisha sees the woman coming in from a distance, distance, and he begins to tell his servant to go and meet her. Please run to meet her and say to her, is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with your child? And she answered, it is well. Remember, she has a child that is dead back home, but she is not allowing the circumstances to dictate her faith. And she knew that now she's going to stand on the word of God. She's going to stand upon the promises of God. She didn't become hysterical and begin to throw tantrums. She didn't allow the situation to begin to intimidate and overthrow her faith. She didn't abandon the faith. She stood on the word. She had peace. She said, it is well. She knew that something was going to come out of this. If God gave me this blessing, the devil cannot take it away from me. If God has given me this, the devil cannot just come and rob me of it. This blessing belongs to me. I'm going to take back what the devil has stolen. If it does not repay, he will give 7 times back, because I've identified him as the thief. You need to stand upon that promise today. She said, it is well, it is well. There was a songwriter that wrote the song, it is well with my soul. His family died in a ferry that capsized in the sea, in the ocean. And when they came to him and told him the bad news, he said, it is well, it is well. Somebody needs to walk out of the song with a melody in their heart. It is well. My marriage will be well. My children will be well. My situation will be well. I'm right now faced with a jobless situation, but it is well, because God is about to turn it around, because my faith is in God. Listen to what Psalms 116 verse 10 and 11 says in the Passion Translation. Even when it seems I'm surrounded by many liars and my own fears, and though I am hurting in my suffering and trauma, I still stay faithful to God and speak words of faith. I love that. I stay faithful to God and I declare and speak words of faith. Even when I'm surrounded by many things, she said, it is well. When you're faced with trouble, it is well. Therefore, I said to you, when our car started giving problems and things, sometimes things go wrong in the home, we started developing this new culture of laughing, because we're looking at the devil and laughing at his tricks, because we know that God has things backed up already. God already has it. Our source is God. We're going to look unto him, the author and the finisher of our faith. Listen to the three Hebrew boys. They faced a moment of death, but listen to their confession. When the king said, if they don't bow, they're going to be thrown into the fiery furnace, their confession was, king, listen, we shall not bow, because our God whom we serve is able to deliver us. And even if he does not, yet we will not bow. Listen to that confession. They had the confession. They believed what they said. We know the rest of the story. When they were thrown or cast into the fiery furnace, the Bible says, and there was a fourth man in the fire, and he looked like the Son of Man. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is about to deliver your family. God is about to bring deliverance to your household. God is about to bring deliverance. Hallelujah. Things are about to change. Things are about to manifest. Things are about to come to pass. I prophesy today that God is about to change and turn things around in your life. I'm speaking the word of God. I speak the word of God that God will bring abundance into your life. The Bible says, and God has set a table daily for us out there filled with provisions. We're going to get that. We're going to walk into blessings every day. Blessings will pursue me and blessings will overtake me. I'm the head and I'm not the tail. I'm going above only. I'm not going beneath. The situation too will pass in my life. I want you to know, devil, we're not stepping back. We are stepping up in the name of Jesus Christ. We need to get back to the place where we change our confession. I want to thank God today for his word. Hallelujah. That has been, that has excited me in preparation, because it has just been a buildup of what I have been doing already in this past season. Just getting more of the word in my mouth and out of my mouth. Getting more of the word. Speaking more of the word. I believe that it's time for us to get into the place where we repent and ask God for forgiveness. The Bible says he is faithful and just to forgive us of all our unrighteousness. Yes, we have spoken evil. Yes, we have spoken wrong things. We have spoken things that has been ungodly, and it has affected our lives. Today, some of us are eating the harvest of our words, but today we don't have to rehearse. We can reverse by getting the word into our mouth and speaking what God says about us. It's time to change your story through what the word of God. Change your story through your confession of what the word of God says concerning your life. Listen to what Zephaniah 3 verse 9, and I close with this. Then I will purify the speech of all people so that everyone can worship together. I will purify the speech. Say, Lord, purify my speech today. Lord, put the guard before my mouth today. In the name of Jesus Christ, let's ask God to heal our tongues so that we will stop speaking negativity and evil and wickedness. Let's start speaking things of preservation, healing, and wholeness. Father, forgive us of everything that we have confessed and spoken of our lives, marriages, children, finances, circumstances, and every area of our lives, Father. We ask that you forgive us and wash us with your precious blood today. We ask that you cleanse us, oh God, and bring restoration and healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, if you believe that today, today is a day of new beginnings. Today is a fresh start. You're not going to say what you said before, but you're going to start saying what God says. You're not going to stop. You're going to stop speaking the lies. You're going to stop wearing God according to what Malachi says. You're going to stop wearing God out, but you're going to start following God, declaring His word, speaking His word in Jesus' mighty name. God is so good to us. Everything that we see today in our ministry, 6 years now, everything we have seen in this ministry, we stood day after day declaring the word. We spoke what we believed. We spoke when there was no people in the church. We would shake hands and believe that the church was back to capacity. We used to believe that we're going to have certain things that we possess today. It all came through what we said because we believed. Therefore, we spoke. I want to encourage you with that today. May you begin to speak what you believe. And I pray that that will be what God says about you in Jesus' mighty name. God bless and thank you for joining us. Amen.